Deep work matters. Digital technology is rapidly transforming the labor market. In their book, Race Against the Machine, Eric Brynjolfsson and Andrew McAfee explain that we are in the great restructuring era, and technology is advancing quickly, leaving many workers struggling to keep up. This gap means employers often prefer smart machines over human workers. However, there is hope. Some workers can still thrive in this new economy by developing the right skills and adapting to change, which include high-skill workers. These are individuals who can operate complex machines and produce valuable results. For example, Nate Silver, an American statistician, uses the Stata system to analyze data and make forecasts. For such workers, machines are tools that help them achieve their goals. Superstars. Technology like email and virtual meeting software allows companies to hire the best talent, regardless of location. For instance, if you need a top programmer, you can hire David Hansen, even if he's on a different continent. This global hiring advantage impacts less skilled local programmers, who may not compete on the same level. Owners. The current economic shift favors those with capital. According to bargaining theory, profits are shared based on contributions from capital and labor. With digital technologies reducing the need for human labor, investing in smart machines becomes more crucial. Generating large amounts of capital isn't easy or secretive. However, two accessible skills are crucial: working creatively with new technology and becoming an expert in your field. To thrive in the new economy, you need 1. Ability to quickly learn hard skills. Technologies change rapidly, so you must continuously learn and adapt to new challenging things quickly. 2. Ability to produce at an elite level. It's not enough to master skills. You must also produce high-quality work. Deep work is uncommon. In recent years, three notable trends have emerged in the business world. 1. Open office concept. Companies like Facebook and others in Silicon Valley have adopted open office spaces. The idea is to have employees work in a shared area to encourage learning from each other. 2. Instant messaging. This tool aims to boost productivity and save customers time, focusing on work-related communication rather than casual chatting. 3. Social media presence. Organizations like the New York Times encourage their staff to maintain active Twitter accounts to engage with a broader audience. These trends are paradoxical. Open offices, instant messaging, and social media don't support deep, focused work, which is crucial for effective performance. Instead, they promote a culture of constant connectivity. People tend to choose the path of least resistance, which means doing what's easiest at the moment. When we're connected with colleagues, we can quickly get answers to our questions by sending a message or talking to someone nearby. This connectivity also helps us manage our time better. For instance, meetings can prompt us to take action, relieving us from the burden of managing all our tasks independently. Enhance deep work skills in the modern workplace. People often avoid deep work due to a lack of clear indicators of productivity. In today's knowledge-driven jobs, ambiguity leads individuals to appear busy rather than actually being productive. This stems from an outdated mindset where visible tasks like emails and meetings were synonymous with productivity. However, these activities do not contribute to deep work, which focuses on quality and mastery. Moreover, the internet promotes a culture that prioritizes quantity over quality, hindering deep work. Despite these distractions, understanding these factors reveals that deep work is essential and achievable. Recognizing this encourages individuals to improve their ability to engage in deep work effectively. Deep work is meaningful. Craftsmen excel in tackling clear yet challenging tasks, while knowledge workers navigate less defined roles centered around tasks like emails and presentations. Still, knowledge workers can derive equal satisfaction from their deep work in today's information economy, similar to how craftsmen find fulfillment in their manual skills. A neurological view. Winifred Gallagher, a science writer facing a serious cancer diagnosis, made a striking discovery about happiness and attention. Instead of dwelling on suffering, she chose to focus on activities like movies, walks, and a 6:30 martini. Surprisingly, this shift made her life more enjoyable than expected during such a difficult time. Gallagher realized that managing where she placed her attention was like performing a miracle. Our problem lies in believing that our feelings are solely determined by our circumstances. However, he suggests that our brain constructs our worldview, allowing us to decide what to concentrate on. This insight applies not only to personal situations, but also to our work lives. By directing our attention purposefully, we can significantly influence our happiness and productivity. A psychological view. Many mistakenly believe that relaxation leads to happiness. However, this is a misconception. Free time, though unstructured, can be challenging to utilize effectively for activities that bring joy. Conversely, work can provide mental satisfaction. Setting goals, facing challenges, and adhering to rules can deeply engage you and provide a sense of achievement. In essence, work facilitates a mental state known as flow. Psychologist Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi coined this term to describe a condition where a person voluntarily stretches their abilities to accomplish something difficult yet meaningful. Achieving a state of flow falls under the realm of deep work, a philosophical view. Descartes questioned everything to inspire the Enlightenment era. He believed individuals seeking truth were more important than God or the king. This led to a search for what truly matters, disrupting traditional order and sacredness. In All Things Shiny, Dreyfus and Kelly propose a different approach. They suggest that rather than searching for meaning outside ourselves, we should recognize it already exists within each thing and person. For instance, a wheelwright shouldn't judge which part of the wood is valuable. The wood itself holds inherent value. Understanding and valuing our actions reveals their meaning. This process of uncovering meaning is the essence of deep work. Rules. There are 4 rules to help us engage in sustained deep work. Rule number 1. Achieve deep work. To incorporate deep work into your work life effectively, select an approach that works best for you. You can use several approaches. This approach emphasizes eliminating or greatly reducing superficial activities. For instance, science fiction writer Neal Stephenson doesn't share his email address on his website. He does this to signal that he prefers not to be interrupted. Stephenson recognizes that answering numerous emails can lower the quality of his books and slow down his writing progress significantly. The monastic philosophy. This approach emphasizes eliminating or greatly reducing superficial activities. For instance, science fiction writer Neal Stephenson doesn't share his email address on his website. He does this to signal that he prefers not to be interrupted. Stephenson recognizes that answering numerous emails can lower the quality of his books and slow down his writing progress significantly. The bimodal philosophy. Carl Jung, previously discussed, didn't entirely eliminate distractions. Instead, he managed them during his retreats. The bimodal philosophy suggests dividing your time, one part for profound thinking and another for everything else, even less demanding activities. Newport emphasizes that the key here is the quantity of time devoted to deep work. It should ideally span a full day. A couple of hours in the morning won't cut it. Unfortunately, many workplaces lack flexibility for extended periods of deep work. However, by clearly defining your deep work timeframes and communicating your intent to focus deeply, you'll likely earn respect for your commitment. The rhythmic philosophy. Consistently engaging in deep work sessions can turn them into habits. Once ingrained, these habits eliminate the need for conscious effort when diving into deep tasks. Jerry Seinfeld illustrates this with his method for staying sharp in his comedy career. He writes a joke every day and marks off the calendar date. Over time, this creates a visible chain of completed tasks, which establishes a regular rhythm and serves as powerful motivation. The journalistic philosophy. Journalists often switch between deep and shallow work modes effortlessly. This skill isn't innate, but can be honed through practice. Walter Isaacson, a highly regarded magazine journalist, exemplifies this approach. He could spend time with his family and then retreat for about 20 minutes to focus deeply on his work. Whenever he found himself with free time, he seamlessly transitioned into deep work mode. This enabled him to write extensive works like a 900-page book alongside his regular articles. This method highlights the importance of practicing the ability to shift focus effectively between tasks, which can significantly enhance productivity and output in any field. Rule number 2. Adopt boredom. The ability to concentrate deeply is a skill that requires practice. Think of it as exercising a mental muscle. You need continuous training to keep it strong. Just like athletes maintain their bodies even outside of training, achieving deep concentration becomes difficult if you're constantly avoiding boredom. In today's world, waiting without checking your smartphone has become rare. However, adopting these moments can immensely benefit your concentration. If you give in to distractions every time you're bored, your brain becomes wired for constant interruption, hindering your ability to focus on important tasks. Therefore, alongside improving your ability to concentrate intensely, work on resisting the urge to distract yourself unnecessarily. Training yourself in this way will help you achieve deeper focus and enhance your productivity effectively. Here are some strategies. 1. Optimize your focus with strategic breaks. Rather than taking breaks from distractions, consider scheduling breaks from intense focus. This approach can be more effective in training your brain to resist distractions. For instance, instead of trying an internet Sabbath where you avoid technology on a specific day, try something different. Dedicate specific times during your day solely for focused work or study, and during these periods, deliberately avoid distractions like the internet. This practice can help condition your brain to stay on task and ignore tempting diversions. By strategically planning these breaks from focus, you're actively teaching your mind to better handle distractions without completely cutting them out. This method could be more sustainable and impactful than attempting to disconnect completely for set periods, allowing for a healthier balance between productivity and downtime. 2. Effective study habits of Theodore Roosevelt. Theodore Roosevelt excelled in a diverse range of interests like dance, bodybuilding, poetry, and boxing, without falling behind in his studies. His biographer, Edmund Morris, attributes this to Roosevelt's approach to schoolwork. Roosevelt dedicated 8 hours daily to intense studying, focusing sharply while reading quickly. By efficiently managing his study time and concentrating fully, he created space for pursuing other activities, such as training and leisure, maintaining a balanced academic and personal life. 3. Utilize idle time for productive thinking. There are moments when our minds aren't fully engaged, but our bodies are occupied, like walking to work or driving. According to Newport, these times can be used for productive meditation, where we focus on solving a current problem. This lets us turn what might otherwise be wasted time into valuable thinking sessions. Rule number 3. Quit social media. Identify what really drives your success and happiness both professionally and personally. Consider adopting a network tool like Facebook or Twitter only if it clearly improves these factors more than it hampers them. Newport demonstrates this with Michael Lewis, questioning whether Twitter aligns with his goal of crafting impactful stories. His key activities are deep research and purposeful writing. Do these tools enhance or hinder these crucial tasks? Often, they detract. Therefore, evaluate if a tool supports the vital activities that propel you toward your goals, the 20% of efforts yielding 80% of results, before integrating it into your routine. Evaluate before you engage. To determine if you truly need these services, consider a modified version of Ryan Nicodemus' packing party. Abstain from using social media for 30 days. After this period, ask yourself, would the last 30 days have been better if I had started using these services? Did anyone notice or care that I wasn't using these services? If the answer to both questions is no, then it's advisable to quit them. If both are yes, then returning to these services might be warranted. If only one is yes, the decision rests with you. This advice focuses on social media because, among various online tools, it can significantly hinder our ability to concentrate deeply. Social media platforms are addictive and highly distracting, posing a particular threat to professions such as writers and computer programmers, whose work thrives on concentrated effort. Optimize your leisure time for greater satisfaction. Avoid passive browsing on sites like BuzzFeed, Reddit, and others, as they hinder deep thinking and focus, much like social media. Instead, engage in structured hobbies or follow a planned reading list during your free time. Decide beforehand how you'll spend your evenings and weekends. By giving your mind meaningful activities throughout the day, you'll feel more fulfilled by nightfall and start the next day relaxed. This approach beats letting your mind wander through endless web surfing sessions. Rule number 4. Drain the shallows. Deep work is crucial but taxing, as our mental capacity isn't infinite. While it holds more value than shallow work, we can't dedicate all our time to it. For most people, an hour a day suffices. For those accustomed to deep work, it can stretch to 4 hours. However, shallow tasks like meetings and calls often consume more time than planned, hindering focus. These time drains are problematic. These strategies can manage unavoidable shallow work. Do effective planning of whole day. Planning your workday is a powerful habit that keeps you on track and boosts productivity. Each morning, break down your day into blocks of time and assign tasks to each block. This helps you stay focused and make progress throughout the day. While it might feel rigid at first, the goal isn't to restrict yourself, but to sharpen your focus. Unexpected things may come up, or you might find that tasks take longer than expected. That's okay. You can adjust your schedule as needed. By planning your day in detail, you create a roadmap for action. This proactive approach allows you to manage your time effectively and handle surprises without losing momentum. Determine the complexity of every task. To gauge the complexity of any task, consider this. How much effort would a college graduate, without any specific training, need to complete it? For instance, editing an academic paper requires understanding the subject matter and knowing how to use academic sources correctly, like citing references. If someone unfamiliar with these skills attempts it, they'll likely spend a significant amount of time learning. This underscores the depth of such tasks, making them substantial challenges. Complete your tasks by 5:30 p.m. Finish your workday without extending into overtime. This approach doesn't necessarily mean missing deadlines. In fact, when you're aware of your limited time, you're likely to use it more efficiently. Deep work is a powerful tool that many underestimate. It's not easy to master, though. You'll need to change your habits and summon your willpower, which can be uncomfortable for most people. However, those who incorporate deep work into their routine set themselves apart. There's less competition in this realm, and undoubtedly, the rewards are substantial. Key points. 1. Deep work helps you learn hard skills quickly and produce high-quality work. 2. Technology favors those who adapt and use smart machines effectively. 3. Focus and concentration are crucial for success in today's distraction-filled world. 4. Avoid shallow tasks and distractions like social media to stay productive. 5. Engaging in meaningful work brings satisfaction and happiness. 6. Planning your day well helps you manage time better and stay on track. 7. Developing a habit of deep work gives you a competitive advantage in the workplace.